Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you, Lucius. We'll be chatting with Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network, talking all things college football at the top of the hour. Big news coming down. Todd Archer reporting after Denzel Perriman was suspended 2 games by the NFL Chargers linebacker for the hit on Ryan Flannoy yesterday, and he's also a repeat offender. Todd Archer saying Flannoy did not return. We know after the hit. Yeah. Cowboys feared it was a potentially major injury after the game, but we got good news on the MRI.
There you go.
It's a strain.
There you go.
So we're waiting for more word if he's able to play this week or even against the Giants, or if he's just going to be shut down this season.
Yeah, okay, that is great news.
Yeah.
Flannoy has been really, really good for you.
Yeah,
you
know? he's been a bright spot.
He has been an absolute bright spot. So you guys carry on. I'll see if I can get some more information here. Okay?
Big sigh of relief there. We'll talk with Brian Dantzel coming up on the other side, but let's keep this college football train rolling. Here's Eric Schiaffalo for a college football dorky.
Yes, sir. Round one, it was all right.
It wasn't good.
Let's get into it after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get that. Bring the head, Cole.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much stress.
All right, the good news is we got the TAMU police reports, and we will get to those, ladies
Hell
and
yes.
gentlemen. Do not worry. There were a handful that were pretty impressive, I got to say. But things started in Norman on Friday night. OU, you blink, they're up 17-0. Oh my gosh, Bama is about to crap the bed right now. They really are falling apart in a big way. And then next thing you know, you have the Sooners punter. What is the punter doing? Just dropping the ball. Get some big fourth down from Bama. You get the pick six going as well. And then the rest is sort of history there, as the Sooners offense really couldn't do much at all. I mean, they don't run the ball at all. 33 carries for 55 yards. Yeah. That's how the Sooners run the football. 33 carries for 55 yards. The 50 Cent thing backfired on them in a big way. They had 50 Cent come out at halftime, put on a nice little show. Turns out that's like the rally song for the Alabama players. So they're looking around going, oh my gosh, is this a home field environment right now for
that's
us?
That's some poor planning there. Right?
You got to be more buttoned up than that.
Hey, Carter loved it, though. At least that was a bright spot for people in attendance.
Poor Carter Freeman getting out there, getting ball sacked by his own team. Up 17-0, and then Simpson started to deal. Bama defense started to hunker down, and again, I'll never unsee that Sooners punter. What was he doing?
It was kind of crazy there. I'll say this: I didn't start watching the game until Oklahoma was up 17-0. I had stuff going on, you know, that I was working on, and all of a sudden I sit down. I'm like, oh, 17-0. Let's see what's going on here, and at that point, Oklahoma just completely started to fall apart.
Okay.
And I was like going, wow, this is kind of, you know, it kind of reminded me a little LSU-like, you know, find a way to kind of like just completely screw things up. But I'll tell you, you're going to get into Texas A&M, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. But I do just want to play Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler trying to understand what the Sooners punter was doing.
Oh, okay.
It's a great snap. He just lost the football. Really no explanation for it. By the time he picks it up, the big fella is right there in his face.
I mean, that's perfect. Herb Street nailed it. He's I don't really know how to say this other than the fact that he just inexplicably dropped the football and punted it into the face of the Bama defender.
Do you think he was trying to do the flip-flop punt? You know, the thing end over end kind of, and sometime he was trying to put the ball in position and it went flying out.
I'll take
out
your
his...
expertise here. You're the long snapper. You're a part of all three phases. I don't know.
Sometimes these punters, they'll push the ball out in order to, like, punt it to where it becomes a flip-flop punt and maybe try. Everybody's come and specialized with, like, a rugby style that run to the right, run to the left, punt the ball. I think this guy was maybe looking at a flip-flop situation, and the ball flew out of his hands.
Okay, so
By the way, just got note that that Flannoy could play this week.
Let's go!
Wow,
heck yes, Flannoy.
What a short
good
week!
Good news on Flannoy.
Wow, that's a Christmas gift.
Woo, I'm happy to hear that. All right, I got the big L because at 8:05 p.m. on Friday night, after John Mateer runs in a touchdown.
Oh, you tweeted something, didn't
I tweeted
you?
Out.
I saw it. I saw
regret?
It.
Bama shouldn't have made the playoff.
Oh.
From that point on, it was an Alabama onslaught.
It was you.
And I left a tweet up. Could have deleted it.
Proud
said,
of you.
Nope, old takes exposed. Got dunked on. Deserved. But I think both those teams suck.
Wow, they both suck. Okay, well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Indiana's going to kick their ass.
Yeah, I think that line's like 7.5 right now in favor of
and
Indiana.
And because I said that, Alabama will
three
win.
Guys just walked by that it could fix my Twitter account. I just can't go there yet.
Well, yeah, so.
I've just got distracted, you know.
No, I know. You're chasing squirrels out here, and I understand.
You know what? Hey, just sitting
you're
on
frustrated
this...
with the Twitter account. I feel bad for you.
I am frustrated.
I know.
I am frustrated. I like to interact with folks.
Could you actually pull up the Brian Broaddus Twitter account and see if they tweeted anything else lately?
I'll work on that.
I'll work on that.
In the meantime, we wake up Saturday morning. We get College Station, College Game Day. There is no Johnny Manziel. We can address that a little bit later. They had the plan B of Alex Caruso. I wonder how he felt about that.
He ran across campus. You see that video?
Yeah.
They went and got him, and him and his wife, girlfriend are like, no car, no nothing. They're just sprinting across campus to get over where they need to be.
Well, it was a windy, windy day at Kyle Field, and the offenses could do next to nothing. The kickers could do next to nothing.
Nothing.
It was a bit of a tough watch, unless you just really love defense.
A bit.
It was
a hell of a tough watch.
The defenses were flying around, making good plays. But in the end, Miami gets the victory here, and I was pretty impressed. I mean, Reuben Bain, talk about him.
Yeah.
Mezador on the edge there for Miami. Keontae Scott, that's another guy, too. I don't know if he's draft eligible or not. Do we have him on the big board? Because he's the nickel corner for the Hurricanes.
I have not got to him. No.
He's been all world, and then he's been missed the last few games, comes back for the Aggie game. He was outstanding, sack fumble. Marcel Reed, I mean, it's just... He can't find any rhythm. I don't know why he wasn't just running the ball more. Because there were plenty of times where he was able to extend drives running the football, and then it felt like they just totally went away from it. And he was trying to throw the ball. They couldn't do much in the way of the run game there. And for all they say about the Aggie pass rush.
There was no pass rush.
There was no pass rush. And Miami's offensive line's legit. I mean, and that's what's going to. That's what they're going to be, you know, singing the praises of and riding the hope train here versus Ohio State is just the D-line and the O-line for the Hurricanes is pretty dang strong, but Carson Beck didn't have to do anything. On the flip side, you would think, like, why didn't Miami try to run the ball more? Because every time they gave it to Fletcher, I mean, he had 17 carries for a $172.
It's unreal.
Like, in a game like that, he should not be having 17 carries. That should be more like 27 carries.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Malachi Toney, he has the fumble, but then he bounces back, has the game-winning touchdown. Credit to whoever the Aggie, I think it's their safety, number three, who on the special teams gets, like, the all-time shoelace tackle for the Malachi Toney punt return, which should have been a house call. Yeah, that was a great play, because then Miami, I think they end up coming away with nothing because they can't muster up enough offense to get into the end zone. And then, again, the special teams was just ridiculous. So it was an ugly game. And Elko, Marcel Reed, like, I don't know how you approach that. I mean, I guess Reed definitely made strides this year as a quarterback. But how many? I mean, the game losing interception.
And I'm about to get Colin Klein as my head coach. And they love Colin Klein there, obviously. Yeah. I'm not super excited. The way that offense finished the season the last two games against Texas and Miami, it's horrible. And Reed did run it 15 times. And I'm with you. That was probably the best offense. And then Le'Veon Moss was supposedly going to go full tilt. Yeah. He was ready to go. They barely used him. 7 carries. Yeah, that was a disgusting offense performance.
Was it like an offense that kind of like
They should have even played him.
Was that kind of like the offense that had a head coach that was already thinking about his other job?
Yeah, it might have been.
But also,
like,
I think
Dan Quinn, like,
the biggest head scratcher of the game for me, though, is Mike Elko running a fake punt and having his punter throw the ball in a windy day where neither quarterback could really throw the ball at all until the final drive for A&M, where they're able to get going. It's like 90 seconds and they're moving the ball down the field, give themselves a chance to win. But it's like, what are you doing going for a fake punt when even your quarterback can't throw the ball in this game? I didn't understand that.
A surprise.
I think the
they're never going to believe we're going to do this.
My favorite part of this, though, was watching the playmaker, Michael Irvin, going from the Jake Paul fight in Miami on Friday night, making it to College Station, crawling around on all fours, howling like a dog,
yes,
barking.
He
was the real 12th man in that game. He's going belt to ass with a literal belt on an A&M jersey that is plastered over a trash can at the end of the day, and then, or at the end of the game. And then you have him running up to Mario Cristobal in the post game on the field interview, giving him a kiss on the cheek. Here was Cristobal after the game.
Just talk about that post game smooch from Michael Irvin and some of the energy that he brings to the sideline.
That was disgusting. You know? I mean, he's got a lot of energy, man. I mean, you know. I couldn't find enough wipes, you know, to clean myself.
I loved it, dude. I love it. I can't wait to see him out there at AT&T Stadium, as he should be for Cowboys games. I'll say it again. I'll beat this drum forever. They should have that version of Michael Irvin on the Cowboys sidelines for games. And, I mean, how can you look over to the sideline, see him doing that, and then not make the best play that you could possibly make?
Let me ask you this.
I don't get it.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like he loves Miami Hurricanes more than the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, certainly. I never see him crawling on all fours and doing that kind of stuff.
But you're talking about the opportunity to do what, you know, to be on the sidelines of the Cowboys and do all the things you're talking about.
Mm.
I kind of feel like that's not his bag for them.
I mean, he does really the pump-up video every year.
Yeah, he does. He does the pump-up video, but...
But that's record it one time, and then you don't have to worry about
it again. I think he loves Miami Hurricanes more than
anything.
What about
every show that he's on every week, yelling and screaming and spitting about the Cowboys? Come on. He loves the Cowboys.
No, he does love the Cowboys. I do think...
I think he loves Miami more.
You think he loves Miami more?
I love LSU more than the Cowboys myself.
I was going to say, I think most people have more
of... I love my school more than the Cowboys, by far.
Yeah, I think...
It hurts me more when LSU loses a game, or in any sport, anything they lose at, I get like upset.
Yeah,
I think Michael Irvin is. I think he's 10 times more hateful about losing at Miami than the Cowboys.
Okay, the TAMU police report we will get to later on in the program. Walchuk, let's talk more ball.
Perfect. Let's talk with Brian Dantzel, Elite Media Network, coming up next in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.